We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Tesma Beis, the middle of the line. Zok the Gemara, Hayihi Isasa, there was a certain woman, the Ischazia Dinra, the Achzia Dinra le Rabbi Chiya. She showed a dinner to Rabbi Chiya to see if this was a good dinner. Amar Leis, Rabbi Chiya said, it's a good dinner. Lamachar, the next day, so this is, someone was buying something from her, showed her a dinner, she said, give me a second, let me show it to Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said it's good, she accepted it. Lamai said that day, that night, she went and tried to buy something with it, and turned out it was not a good dinner. Lamachar, so she came back tomorrow, the next day, to Rabbi Chiya of Amar Lei, and she told Rabbi Chiya, as he say, I showed my tbeyat, I wanted to buy something, but Amru Li, Bisho, they said it's not a good coin, it's the bad coin, like economically, and I can't use it in the shuk. Amalei, so Rabbi Chiya told Rav. Rav took care of his finances, like Rashi says. Rav Shomer Gnozov, so Rabbi Chiya doy lehava. He was in charge of the treasury houses. He was in charge of his finances. Rabbi Chiya told Rav, his nephew, Zil Chafol Neli, go switch the matveya for her, and it'll be a loss. I'm take the loss. Ukasoyva Bikasi, write on my books. Dein Esek Bish. This happened from a bad deal, which means I lost his money for nothing. He was very good about his books. They wrote in the books that this thing is no good. So this is the story of here. So Rabbi Chiya went ahead and replaced the coin for this Isha. Freit Gemara, Maishna, Dan Goyve Isra Tepetiru. We said the two Bekiim, two Mumchim in the money changing business was Dan Goyve Isra. And in such a case, they're Potter because they couldn't learn anything more. So Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara asked, Nami Lav the Migma Kavayi. The Gemara knew that Rabbi Chiya also did not have to learn anything. He was a very big bucky in money changing, in money. He was a big bucky. The Rashi says either the Gemara knew that, or Rabbi Chiya never would have gave eitzes, never would have gave his expertise, if not that he was an expert. He was a major expert. And the Gemara said before, that if it's a major expert, then the halacha is a potter. We had a machlokes to shine him. If you actually get paid, you still chayav. If you don't get paid, you definitely, if it's an expert, they're definitely potter. So here, why did Rabbi Chiya have to pay? He's potter. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya lefnim meshuras hadin with the avad. Rabbi Chiya, you're right. Didn't have to pay. He was doing lefnim meshuras hadin. Kedatani, like we find in the Braisa, there's such an idea of lefnim meshuras hadin. Kedatani, Rabbi Yisrael, this is brought down in the Braisa. This is in the Psukim that Yisrael tells Moshe Rabbeinu how he should dan klal Yisrael, and it says in the pasuk there, the full pasuk is vadatul hem es aderech yachuba ves amasem. It starts really earlier. It says, "Vezartem esem esachukim vesatayris vaydaklem esaderech elchuba vesamasa shiyasun." That's the pasuk says, and the Gemara Darash is like this. This is pshat in the pasuk. Vaydatlehem ze beis chayim, which means Talmud Torah. Loshon Nakein chayenu varichemenu, which means that you have to teach them the Torah. Vaydatlehem, they have to learn Torah. Keim chayenu varichemenu esaderech zumuyos hasadim. You have to teach them about Gmiras Chasodim, Yelchu Zubika Cholim, that's visiting the sick, Ba Zukvura, that's burying the dead, and already the Gemara in Bav Metzi already asks that Lechaira isn't Gmiras Chasodim, is that already includes in Gmiras Chasodim, includes Bika Cholim and Kvura. So the Gemara answers there that's the Geifa case where the person who's in Vaka Cholim is going to get sick a little bit, he's a Ben Gilei, and still he has to go, and that's a Chiddush, that's more than Gmiras Chasodim, he's actually going to get a little sick. And a kvur is when a zakim and chavayda is still his chayiv to bury the dead. If there's no one there to bury the dead, and that's more than gemilas chasadim. And the pasuk goes further as a maisa zedin. That means you have to keep the dinim zehadin. And Ashiyas is l'flim mishuras din. There's an idea of l'flim mishuras din and haga l'flim mishuras din. And Rabbi Chiya kept this and haga, and therefore he said, I'm going to give back the money. You know, I don't have to, but I'm going to go an extra mile l'flim mishuras din. It's a special mitzvah of l'flim mishuras din. And there, that's what he was doing. He was mevater, and he switched the coin. Talked about mevater. Rosh Lakish, Achvei did. Rosh Lakish also had a dinner that he had a shaylef. Was a good dinner or not? And he showed it to Rabbi Elazar. He showed it to Rabbi Elazar in order for him to check it. So Rabbi Elazar told Rosh Lakish, Omar, Ma'alyo, it's good. It's a good coin. Omar Leis, Rosh Lakish tells Rabbi Elazar, Chazid, Aloch Kasmechna. I'm being samech on you. Look, I'm being samech on you. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Elazar answered, "Kisamach talai ma'ala man." What are you trying to say? You misavach me. The mistake of Bishul be'ina lechuvah. It's found that I'm wrong. I have to replace it to you. Va'atu da'amr. You said Rameyu don de'garmi. You always say that Rameyu is one who says dina de'garmi, but not. But you don't hold like that. My love, Rameyu v'shvilakom say that's Rameyu. You don't hold like that. Amar Lei loy. That's Rameyu. You're right. But v'shvilakom say we hold like that because be'etzem here when someone paskins wrong, it's really a garmi. It's not a direct damage, but it's a garmi. And here we're saying, so he said it, well, isn't it a garmi? So he said, yeah, I paskin that we mechayev for garmi. I go look at me, that we mechayev garmi. Now, just sorry over here. Back to the story of Rav Elazar. So what was the case? Was Rav Elazar someone who was chayev? Was really chayev because he wasn't a baki, or he's like a bchiya from Meshuras Hadin? So Zok Toisvis, Achvei Din Rav Elazar, Zok Toisvis, Akati have a tzorach lamigbar. He still had what to learn. The law you have a tzorach lamigbar, lo yemachayev. And here it's mashma garechiya, lo from Meshuras Hadin. Here it's mashma is chayev. And he says, Ahad Kamar, Chazi Loch Kasamich. Now he's saying, do you have to tell him that you're being samach in him? Toisvis says, no. Just like we see from Rav Chiya, that he would be chayev. Even though he didn't say anything, and there, the only reason why he was potter, because he's a big baki, that's after him sure was dimba, if not, he wouldn't be chayiv. So you see, you don't have to speak this out. In order for the shulchani to be chayiv, you don't have to speak out a big tzaymach on you. If you're not a mumcha like Danki the Isser, and you make the mistake, you have to pay for it. Al dina de garmi, and you can't say, oh, I didn't know you're being tzaymach on me. Because automatically, chazil lakas simchna, that's what Tosha says. But it brings down, Tosha brings down. And the Tosha Rav Alphys cost of the oil of Machayev Achyam Loy. No one's chayev until you say I'm Sumin Samachad you. That's the Rif Paskins, but the Rishonim and Acharonim speak out that even if you're the Rif, if you're paying him, then it's Ki'ul, I'm telling you I'm being Samachad you. So the bottom line is like this, that if you have a Mumcha, like Danki Ve'Isser, there the halacha is, if he's looking at it for free, the halacha is, he's not chayev because there's nothing more for him to learn. We only have an idea of Rav Chiel from Meshur Zedin. If it's not it's a hediyot, it's not a mumcha like Danki Ve'Isser, then you're chayev to pay. And as Machlokes is showing him, if I have to tell you, chazi da'alai samichna, that I'm being samich on you, that the chiz aloch ka samichna, this is a shah, if you have to say that I'm being samich on you or not, the Machlokes is Tosfos and the Rif. So now the Gemara's are coming to discuss, where is this Rav Meir? We're saying, is Rav Meir or holds that you don't do Rav Meir? Which is this Rav Meir? Where is this Rav Meir? Hey Rav Meir, who's this Rav Meir that's don't do Rav Meir? So Gemara's going to try the four different places, and the fourth one will hit the jackpot. So Gemara, Ilayim Rav Meir, if this following Rav Meir at the time, the Mishnah, the Chayra is, that what happens if a Dayin, Donis Adin, he paskin, and Lamayis, he made a bad mistake. Uzika is a chayiv. He was mezaka, the guy who was chayiv, which means someone really owed $1,000. He said you potter. Or chayiv is zaka. Or the guy really was potter $1,000. He made him chayiv. Or tamei is a tar. Something was tar. He said it's tamei. Or tir is a tamei. Masha also the psak is goes, and even though it's a mistake, v'yishalim ebeisai, and the dying has to pay money from his own house because he was mafsed someone aidei the hayra, aidei the psak l'chayra. Here is a clear case of garmi. Because here, it's not something to be a daim. He didn't ruin the daim. It was a garmi. He caused this guy to lose money by saying he's chayiv. And what does it say? They have to pay. So this is the Rameyer, famous Rameyer, don't they mean? This is it. Zok Demar, no, it's not a raya. Ha'itmar law. We learned on this Mishnah, Pshat this Mishnah, Om Rabbi Lohi, Om Rav, who should not have an awesome yad. That the only chayiv, daim's only chayiv, he actually did a maisa. What was the maisa? So Rashi explains, in a case where he was, he pattered the chayiv, which means like this. Let's say he gave his Rolex to the Malva as a mashkin. And Lamaisa, the dayan paskined that, no, he's pater. So he physically took the Rolex from the Malva and gave back to the Loiva. That's a maisa of the dayan. Or in a case where he's mechayiv the zakai, the guy really was pater, he actually took money from the Loiva and gave it to the Malva. Again, there was all be a dayan. By Tomei and Taro, it's the same thing. He said the thing was Tomei. And to show how Tommy was, he took a sheret also and touched it to it. So he didn't be a dayan. Or when he said something was tahar, he wanted to show how sure the thing was tahar. He mixed it with other tahar things. So all these things were a maisa. So that mishnah b'chayrus that says that if someone made a mistake and didn't, he has to pay from his own house, it's not a garmi. There was be a dayan, and therefore it's not a ride that a mayor holds that you don't deem the garmi. So where's the mayor? So when I said, I'll try another one. Ella, maybe Rosh Lakish is Makar, that Meir holds. Don Din Garmi is in the following Mishnah. Ella, Hora Meir. That's now into the Mishnah. It's Mishnah later on. On the base, it says, Lutzvayla, Adam Tzvay Shachar. He gave something to Uman, a guy who dyes wool. He told him to do it red, he did it black. Or Shachar Tzvay Adar. Meir, it says you're responsible. No, Yisrael made Samra. You see, you pay. Even though it's a Garmi, you didn't manage to cause him a loss, he did the wrong thing. So Mar said, wait, it's not going to be. Hasam cover be a dime. What's the having even? There, that it was a mice and nezek be a dime, and you put on the wrong thing. You have to even know what the having is. Why was this called a garmi? So the Mepharshim explained, the Gemara thought right now that the dye doesn't, right when you put it into the dye, it doesn't happen right then. It happens after a few days. So it turns out that it's a little bit of a groma. As the Tosis learns, really, Tosis says, look at the Tosis shiny, more to the bottom. Tosis says, Tema, v'kari le ma'akari, what was your hava, Mina, to think that was a groma? You took a dye, you made it the wrong color. V'yashloi ma'amashim, de'enat seme m'shtana me'yad, kishenusim v'samon. It doesn't happen right away. De'enat kailer tatseva me'yad, ad beiz yom ma'gimel, v'groma ba'amu, v'doim v'sach gavne, whatever's next case. V'mashani, the more answers, v'yadayim ka'ovin, that's still called v'yadayim. So it's not a riot. The Havmin was a riot, but it takes a few days. Right? It's still be a dime. It's not a riot to Garmi. So Marsha has a third place. Elo from this Mishnah. Horame. It's now the Mishnah in Kalayim. Hamasachich Gafnoy Al Gavit Tvoas. We know if you mix Geffen vines together with Tvoas, let's say wheat, it's Kalayim. So a guy took his Geffen and he made it a roof over the neighbor's Chitim. And it made it also. Gavit Tvoas Shechabe. Right? Raise a Kiddush. It asks the Tvoas of his friend, Bahanov, because of Kalayim Kerem. And v'chayiv, he has to pay money for the tvua. L'chayiv, here y'chayiv. And l'chayiv, it's atzgarmi. That's what I was thinking again now. It's atzgarmi. Because you didn't actually put the growth together. I put this over here. And that caused it to be yaynik for me to become kalayim. And think more, no, it's also not atzgarmi. Hasam gav v'yadayim. He did the nezik v'yadayim. By putting the geffen over the tvua, putting the varnish over the tvua, that's a ma'isa v'yadayim. That is not called atzgarmi. It's not called atzgarmi. It's called ma'isa v'yadayim. So the Gemara says, oh, the final raya is over here. Hello, the raya is from this raya. Hello, Rameya. Time of the raya, so that's a Teseftan Kalayim. Mechitzas ha-kerem shenifrit. So now the halacha is that if someone has a kerem, he has to leave four amis or around his kerem for a place for the macharetius ha-kerem to plow. And you have to leave four amis. And the halacha is, anything with the four amis actually could become Kalayim. More so, but you leave the four amis around the kerem. So, but there's exception. If you have a wall, then I could plant all the way to the wall on my side, and the person could plant his ra and his tvua on his side. It's not a problem of kalayim. What happened was here that the kerem fell, that the mechitzas hakerem fell down. The wall fell down. Mechitzas hakerem shenifritza. I'm a base. You tell the Baal Kerem, you got to fix it up. And Tosfos learns because it's his responsibility, because really a kerem should leave four amas around him. So, and if not, that's being mazik, and therefore it's his problem to put up the fence. So you tell him, put up the fence. So he forgot, he didn't do it. So, and then lemaisa, it grew. So the halacha is that there, it's, you know, you're telling him the gedar, because if not, it's going to make a problem. And nifritza, and he said, so put it back up. Nifritza fell down again, and he told him again, gedar. Nisyayish mimena. Once the Baal HaKerem is a siyayish on fixing up this fence, v'loy godra, and he doesn't do it, hareze kiddush, it becomes asa b'hana, v'chayev bi'achar usoy. The halacha is that you chayev to pay for the tvua that's lost. Now here, he didn't do a ma'aseh v'dayim. He just did not want to put up the fence. It says if he doesn't want to put up the fence, and then what happens is it grows up to, it needs up to 200, like Rashi speaks out, he says, do it right away. And Maya said, he didn't do it. And while he was waiting to do it, it grew like Rashi says, it's not bottle. And you asked it. Now, you didn't do a Maya Vidayim. All you did is not put up a wall. And then automatically it happened. So, and he's still, Allah is Yechayev. He says, see, Rameh Yehod Yechayev Garmi. Because he didn't do a Maya Vidayim. All he was going to put up the wall. And therefore it's Garmi. Look at Tosfos, the Siyayish for men of Eloi God. Look at Tosfos, Dafkun is Siyayish. I'm learning Siyayish for Oisikol Shal Ligdar. If you're trying to put up a fence, obviously, Hoysif Messiah Mutter. He brings that from the Messiah Kalayim, because there, it seems like you have to do it. If you're trying to take it away, and it's Moshe Messiah, it's not called Kalayim. There's a Kosler, it's Sizra Karmachal, you have to do Zriya the Nichalei. So that's why it says in Siyayish, because if I'm trying to put up the fence, it's taking me a long time, I can't get a contract, whatever it is. There, you're not, it won't become a client from a Zeres Kosa, therefore, it has to be in the Siyayish. The bottom line is, if someone's going to put up a fence, it's Chayev Echerusa, it's a Raya, it's Chayev for Garmi.